For decades, the funeral home industry was dominated by family businesses passed down through the generations. But that's changed. Some longtime operators have sold to corporations. Others are having trouble finding heirs willing to do the work. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, that's opened the door to a new generation of funeral directors.
John A. Gupton College is in a small, nondescript building near downtown Nashville. If you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't know it's there.
The school is not very large. This is literally the entire downstairs classroom.
Austin York is one of about 140 students at this two-year school. Classes include psychology, ethics, anatomy.
Okay, behind the nose is the throat, which is the pharynx.
But unlike most colleges, this one also offers courses in embalming and features a casket display in the conference room. And perhaps what's most striking to a casual visitor is the fact that every student in class wandering the hallway is wearing a suit.
They want us to look professional. Leather shoes and belt, same color, dress pants, suit, tie.
Which, for females, is very hard to find a suit anywhere. So that has been a big challenge for me.
York and his classmate Maria Fonseca are both in their mid-20s and both the first in their families to go to mortuary college. And this represents a major change in the industry. Gupton College president Stephen Spann remembers when he started working at the school in the mid-90s.
You had a lot of family-owned funeral students. Their parents were in the funeral industry back then. You don't see a lot of that now.
Last year, the American Board of Funeral Service Education reported that only about 1 in 6 graduates had family in the industry. To understand this shift, you have to go back to the years following World War II. A surge of veterans used their GI bills to go to mortuary school because it was a respectable, suit-wearing profession and a secure one. There's always demand. So they started funeral homes and eventually passed them down to their kids. Or at least the ones who wanted it. Because working funerals has a pretty sizable downside. The days are long and unpredictable, Spann says. It means taking phone calls in the middle of the night, working weekends, missing birthday parties.
The turnover rate's pretty high. Usually if you stay in it after that, you're there till you die. Or retire, and many of us don't retire.
In other words, the lifestyle is manageable only if you're truly passionate about the job. Here's Todd Van Beck, a Gupton College administrator and an author on funeral practices.
I can't imagine a more cursed life than to be a funeral director and not want to do it.
So those who didn't either sold the family business to outside corporations that were scooping up local funeral homes, or they simply looked outside the family for management. Either way, it provided opportunities for newcomers who had discovered that passion on their own.
Nobody just walks in here by an accident. I believe firmly people are called to be a funeral director.
Van Beck says many students hear that call after experiencing a death in their own lives. That's what happened with Maria Fonseca.
Unfortunately, 3 years ago, I lost a cousin. Back then, I met a funeral director, which he took very well care of our family. He was our main support.
She asked to shadow him, and she was inspired by how a good funeral director can help families work through their grief.
I want to be there to support them whenever they're going through the worst moment in their life.
It's a noble calling. Van Beck even likens it to a ministry. But here's the thing about not having family in the business. No one else in your life may feel the same way.
Well, I'll give you an example. When I was 5 years old, I told my parents I was going to be a funeral director when I got big. And everybody thinks something horrible must have happened to me. But nothing. I went to a funeral. And it was the most beautiful thing I had seen.
How often do you think students' parents are skeptical of their decision?
Most of the time.
That was the case at first for Fonseca.
Once I told my mom I was going to go into a funeral business, she freaked out.
She says her mother has since come around to the idea, although she still doesn't love hearing about the schoolwork. Fonseca knows there's a stigma around working with death, but she hopes to change that. Once she graduates, she'll work in a funeral home, and one day she wants to run her own and maybe get her family on board.
Hopefully having either my siblings follow that through or even my children.
Passing on a new family funeral business to the next generation. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.